Got your Bibles? Open the book of St. Mark. No. Open up Book of Numbers. Amen. Book of Numbers. This morning, y'all pray for us. Amen. I want to be obedient to the Lord. I feel in my heart this is where the Lord would have us. Book of Numbers this morning. I've preached in the Book of Numbers several times in 30 years and preached on some things, and the Lord just showed me something maybe a little different. I hope it'll help you this morning. Amen. Numbers, in the book of Numbers, chapter number 13, we're dealing here when Moses sent the men, the spies, out to spy the land. Y'all familiar with that story? Amen. It's an actual event, just in case you're wondering. It's nothing, amen, that's made up. It's nothing that's some just little fairy tale, but it's an actual event. And Moses sent the men out to spy the land, and they go and they spy out the land that God has promised to give them. That God said, I will go before you, and I will drive out the enemy before you, and I will give you victory over this. Amen. Just go, look at what I'm going to give you. And Moses said, come back and give us a good report on this land. Amen, this possession that God said we could have. And they went, they began to spy it out, and they saw the fruit of the land. I mean, boy, they brought back grapes big as basketballs. Everybody all right? I mean, them there, they had a cluster of grapes and other fruit that was so big, they had to bear it on staffs between men's shoulders. Amen? I mean, buddy, they brought this fruit back from the land, and they began to show them, and they begin to give a report about the land. Amen. In chapter number 13, I got some reading I want to do. Chapter number 13, and we're going to start reading in verse number 27. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sentest us. And surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, amen, you better look out when somebody's got a nevertheless. They're talking about something good, and then all of a sudden, but they say, nevertheless, amen, something's fixing to come that probably ain't going to sit well. Right. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, now listen to this. This here's going to show you the difference between walking by faith and walking by sight. Is everybody all right? I mean, they're describing the land and they're saying, man, there's obstacles we can't overcome. There's giants of that land. But here's somebody walking by faith. By faith that God can do what he said he would do. By faith that they believe that God's the Almighty God. And besides him, there is no other. And there ain't nothing that God can't do. Amen. And listen to this. Verse number 30. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Amen. I'm glad as a child of God, I do not walk by sight. Somebody ought to say amen. but I walk by faith. It's not about what my physical eyes see that determine on how I'm going to serve God. Somebody say amen. If it was, I'd give up today after everything we see going on out there. But if you let that get to you, it will. If you let that get you down, it will. It'll cause you to quit. It'll cause you to start doubting. But I'm telling you, we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen goes right there. Amen. I get my strength from the Word of God. I get my strength from prayer. I get my strength from walking by faith and not by sight. Amen. Boy, the Word of God will encourage you. Amen. This world will discourage you. While there's people in the church, these men, these were men that belonged to God. Amen. These were men of the congregation. These were renowned men. And yet they were discouraging the people. In chapter 14, verse number 1, and all, who does that leave out? And all the congregation lift up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, the men of God. Is everybody all right? That's amazing to me, Brother Darrell. How many folks love me, love me, love me until they just don't love me no more. And then it's my fault. Is everybody all right? Amen. This is what's going on here, but this ain't the message, but boy, that'd preach. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt. Or would God we had died in this wilderness. In verse number 3. And wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword? Now they're blaming God. Isn't that amazing? How many folks you know today blaming God, amen, because their life didn't turn out like they thought it should? Didn't turn out the way they wanted it to. Is everybody just that? How many folks you know blaming God because things got a little hard? Is everybody all right? You know why they're blaming God? Because they're walking by sight, not by faith. Amen goes right. That's why these people are beginning to blame God, is because of what they see with their eyes. Instead of walking by faith and knowing that God is able, they're walking by sight and they're letting the things of the world, the pressures of life, bring them down, and what this one said and what that one said. Right? That's what's going on here. Is everybody okay? It's preaching time now. Amen. It was good a minute ago. It's preaching time now. The Holy Ghost done got a hold of this. Amen. It's time to preach the Word of God. Amen. I'm not going to get out of it. Amen. I'm not going to sidestep it. I'm just going to preach what the Bible teaches and says. Amen. Amen. It'll do you good to grab a hold of it. It'll do you good to live by what this book says. It'll do you good to listen to what's being preached this morning. Is everybody okay? Amen. That's right. And here they are. Here they are. Now they're blaming God. They're questioning God's wisdom. They're questioning God's ability. Hello. And wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? Let's just go back to the world. Let's just leave and go back to Egypt. Amen. God never intended on them to go back to Egypt. God didn't make a way for them to go back to Egypt. If they went back to Egypt, they're going to have to swim across the Red Sea. Is everybody all right? God wasn't going to dry it up again for them to get back over. Somebody say amen. God brought them through the best way, amen, with miracles and signs and wonders, and brought them through to the land that he was going to give them, and now they want to go back to Egypt. Go back to the world. Is everybody okay? They must have forgot what it was like in Egypt. They must have forgot how hard they had it in Egypt. They must have forgot how they fell on their face before God and prayed and cried and wept in Egypt that God would come and save them and deliver them. Now they're blaming God. Said, oh, well, we ought to just go back to Egypt. Just let us die out here in the wilderness, Lord. And they said one to another, let us make a captain. Verse 4, and let us return into Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces. Boy, you better thank God that there's men of God that's prayed for you. You better thank God there's men of God that ain't gave up on them. You better thank God that somebody's lifting them up in prayer. Amen. They better thank God they had a couple men of God in their life. Amen. That didn't give up on them. That prayed for them anyhow. Amen right there. Now, this ain't the ones that went out and spied the land out and come back with an evil report and caused the division. This is the ones, amen, that they got discouraged. This is all of them. Fell on their face before the assembly of the congregation and the children of Israel. Verse number 6, and Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. In other words, I don't know what they saw. Amen. But I didn't see what they saw. They didn't see that. They must not have been traveling the same way I was going. Because they obviously didn't see what I saw. Because I didn't see a land that ate up the people. I seen an exceeding good land. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. Living for God is an exceeding good way. It's not a bad thing to live for God. It's not something, it doesn't mean you're weak when you live for God. It's not a good thing to walk away from God. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. The church ain't going to eat you up and gobble you up and destroy your life. The church is going to help you. Amen. The church is always going to help you. Amen goes right there. Problem is folks get to walking by sight, not by faith. Amen. And they get to listening to that little crowd over there that's already discouraged. That's full of rebellion. Because listen to what he says right here. Verse number 8. If the Lord delight in us. Listen to this. This is the difference between walking by faith and walking by sight. There was some said this land is a terrible place. I mean, God just brought us over. Don't let us die out here. He's not concerned about us. We're in trouble. Let's just go back to Egypt. They're saying, no, man, let's go in here. It's an exceeding good land. And if God delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us a land which floweth with milk and honey, a land that's full of blessings. A place, a life, amen, that's got the hand of God on it. Only, verse number 9, here it is. Rebel. Only, rebel not ye against the Lord. It's amazing to me, people that think they're doing the church a disservice. They think they're doing the children of God a disservice. They think they're showing somebody something. But the one they're really rebelling against is God. Is everybody okay? Y'all quiet now. Y'all should have got in on that goodie a minute ago. Is everybody okay? I tried to get over there and preach on something else. God wouldn't let me. Amen. Problem is, folks get rebellion in their heart. I'm just going to preach. Amen. I'm going to tell you what's right. It's up to you what you do with it. Is everybody okay? Amen goes right there. We've all seen it. We've all known it. Amen. Problem is, some of y'all sitting in here rebelling. Is everybody okay? Amen, you want to rebel against God. Amen, you think you're rebelling against Brother Tracy, but you can't rebel against me. I didn't save you. I'm not your God. I'm not your Savior. I'm just the preacher. Is everybody okay? You can't rebel against the deacon board. They didn't save you. Is everybody okay? They're not your God. Somebody say amen. The only one you can rebel against if you're a child of God is God. His word. If his word says it's right, it's right. And I don't care who don't believe it and who don't like it. Is everybody okay? It's preaching time. Some of y'all look like I've done come back here and slapped you, but I hadn't. Just preaching the word of God, amen? Better be careful who you listen to. Better be careful that crowd you're listening to. Amen, they'll get you messed up. They'll get you confused. They'll get you in trouble. You better be real careful. Amen, when they get rebellious against God, you start listening to them. You got to be careful about these things. You preaching it all the time. I will quit preaching it if you quit listening to them. Is everybody okay? I'll quit preaching it if you'll quit letting them bring you down. I'll quit preaching it when you start believing it. Is everybody okay? Man, I ain't never run from a fight in my life. I don't like it. Amen, but I'm not going to run. Now, I don't know how we're getting off on all this. This ain't what, it's preaching time. Only rebel ye not, rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. In other words, let's walk by faith, church. Quit walking by sight. Amen. Quit listening to the naysayers. Quit listening to those that are rebelling against God. Quit listening to those that say the will of God. And listen to the word of God. Listen to the man of God. Listen to those, amen, that's walking by faith, that you see God's hand in their life. Somebody say amen right there. Just trying to help you. I'm going to show you something here through the word of God. But all the congregation, here it is. But all the congregation, verse 10, bade stone them with stones. Let's kill those that's walking by faith. Let's kill them. They're making us angry. Up preaching how good God is and how great the church is and up telling everybody how to walk by faith and how God will bless them and God will bring them through. Is everybody okay? They're talking about let's stone them. Let's kill them. And all the congregation made stone them with stones, and the glory of the Lord appeared. There it is. Where have you seen the glory of God at? Where have you witnessed the glory of the Lord? Think about this now. And the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me, and how long will it be ere they believe me for all the signs which I have shewed among them? And all, in other words, God said, all the things I've done in their life and before them, and how I got them from this point, from point A to point B, and I got them from point B to point C, and I got their life all the way up here, and I blessed them and brought them this far along. He said, how long are they going to keep doubting me? How many times are they going to turn away from me? This is what he's asking Moses. Amen. This is what God's saying. They want to die in the wilderness. God's fixing to say they're going to. I'm going to let them. Everybody okay? He said in verse 12, I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them and will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they. And then Moses and Aaron fall on their face before God and pray for them. Is everybody all right? Is everybody okay? Amen. Troy taught on it this morning about prayer. Amen. Those folks I'm praying for right now. Amen. Can't stand me. Is everybody all right? I'm telling you, Brother Tiny, there's people, amen, that just wish I'd drop off the face of the earth. Amen. That's walked away from God, from the church. I'm praying for them. And I'm not doing it to be a smart aleck. Amen. I do it because I love them. Because God put something on the inside of me. Hey, is everybody all right? You ought to thank God. Somebody ought to thank God for somebody praying for them. That's right. Everybody okay? Amen. Goes right there. And here these two men of God are. They fall on their face before God for a congregation that's rebellious, that's rebelled against God, that the majority of them have turned away from God, not listening to God. Is everybody all right? Let's go down to verse number 20 now. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word. In other words, Moses, I'm not going to kill them right now. I'm not going to kill them. I'm not going to strike all of them dead because I heard your prayer. He said, verse number 21, but as truly as I live, who? God. God's the one doing the speaking. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Amen. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, have not hearkened to my voice. Well, we could probably get a list going of how many people we know and have known over 30 years that God worked and worked in their life and brought them out of Egypt and done miracles, and they've set up a pattern in their life over and over and over again, I have witnessed it. They've come up, they bled, prayed and pleaded with God, and God set them up, God brought them up, God got established their going, they rebelled against God, amen, life got in a mess, God brought them back up, amen, life got in a mess again when they rebelled, they cried out to God, God got them, helped them, lifted them up, and how many times have we seen them set up a pattern? Is everybody okay? I could give you a list that's thick as this Bible. Is everybody all right? You be real careful, child of God. You be real careful running with that crowd. Amen. That all they've got to say is negative things about the church and about God and about serving God. When once they used to praise Him. Is everybody okay? Huh? And God said it. God said, these 10 times they've tempted me. They've witnessed my strength. They've witnessed my anointing. They've witnessed my power. They've had my blessings on their life. And yet they've rebelled against me these 10 times. I'm just telling you what God said over here. And have not hearkened. Hearkened. That word hearken, and I know I hearken on it a lot, harp on it a lot. Y'all kind of quiet now. But that word hearken, and I know y'all know the meaning, but I'm going to give it to you again. It means to hear intelligently. Pay attention to what's being preached when it's of God. When a man is up under the anointing, now there's a lot of birds that get up, they ain't got no power on them. Somebody say amen. He said it's to hear intelligently with attention and obedience. We're to hear what the Word of God says and to obey it. Period. God doesn't give us an option on that. God doesn't say if you don't like that particular scripture, you don't have to live by it. He just says if you choose not to, amen, there's a blessing that you're not going to have in your life. Amen. If God lays His finger on something in your heart and He puts scripture on there and says, I want you to obey this, and you choose not to, guess what? You've rebelled against God. Is everybody okay? Hearken. Amen. It means to hear intelligently with attention and obedience, to give ear, to hear and obey. We are to obey the Word of God. You don't have to obey me. I'm not your master. Amen. But if I'm preaching to you what is right, what thus saith the Word of God, we all have to listen to it and hear what God's trying to tell us. Amen. I didn't set things up. Amen. I can't help it because God called me to preach and called me to be pastor and not you and not someone else. Is everybody okay? Amen. The only thing I can do is obey God and preach what He sends. And I promise you, this message right here is not for Journey Baptist Church, although they could probably benefit from it. It is not for Hyde's Chapel Baptist Church, although they could benefit from it. But I promise you, it's for those that are here today at Calvary Baptist Church. God didn't put me over pastoring Hyde's Chapel or Journey. Is everybody okay? God didn't put you at Hyde's Chapel or Journey. He put you here at Calvary Baptist Church. Amen goes right there. And for a reason. And so listen to this. Surely, verse 23, they shall not see the Lamb which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and hath followed me fully. Can you say that? Would God say that about you today? Would God say that you have followed Him fully? That you have come up out of the world, separated yourself, amen, and you chose to follow God fully, regardless of what everybody else does. Amen, I can't make anybody in here do one thing. Somebody say amen. And a lot of times we say accept those that live with us, but we really can't make them. We like to think we can, but I got news for you, you can't make your wife do anything. Is everybody okay? If she chooses not to, what are you going to do, beat her? You'll go to jail. She'll call the law. Is everybody okay? What are you going to do? Beat her? Kill her? Then you'll go to jail for sure. And I'll testify against you. You can't make your husband do one thing. Is everybody okay? Amen. What are you going to do? Beat him? Man, I hope you ain't got to beat him out of bed to go to work in the mornings, but. I mean, really. The only one that I can really, really do anything with is me. when God speaks, the Holy Ghost speaks to me. And I can lead my wife and those in my house. Now, your children are little. Yeah, you I don't want to do that. Too bad you're doing it. I'm telling you, when they get old enough and they got jobs and they got plenty of money, amen, you say, they say, I don't want to do that. I say, no, you're going to do it. They say, well, I'll just leave. What are you going to do? You can't stop them. Everybody okay? When they're 18 years old, you can't stop them. We like to think we can. Somebody say, hey, y'all getting quiet. But really, we can't. But what we can do is try to be an example before them. Give them something they can follow. But I can straighten me out. And in straightening me out, my wife, she's trying to seek the Lord and keep herself straightened out. She's trying to line up with the Word of God. Somebody say amen. And in doing that, if you'll line up with the Word of God, it'll be a whole lot easier for her, for your wife to line up with the Word of God. And if you'll do line up with the Word of God, and she'll line up with the Word of God, guess what? She'll line up behind you. Is everybody okay? We like to say, she's going to follow me. She ain't got to follow you. She's got to follow God. She's got to follow the Word of God. And if you ain't following God, sir, she ain't got to follow you. Is everybody okay? Everybody all right? She needs to follow the Scripture. Sir, you need to follow the Scripture. Right? Preachers need to follow the Word of God, need to live by it. We need to be an example not only in the house of God, but in our own house. Not only in our own house, but on our jobs. Men, we need to be an example of godly men. Godly daddies and godly fathers and godly husbands. Amen. We don't need to be flirting on our jobs. Everybody okay? Is everybody all right? Come on now. He said, these that would not hearken, they're not going to see it. And those that didn't fully follow me, they're going to die in this wilderness. Go down to verse number 28. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in mine ears, so will I do to you. In other words, what you've asked me, God said, what you asked me, I'm just going to let it happen. That's fine. You want to die in the wilderness? I'm going to let it happen. Everybody all right? And he goes on, and he tells them from 20 years old and upward, they're going to die in the wilderness because they is rebellious. Amen? And those that really went against God and brought up the evil report and caused the congregation to err from God, he said, I'm going to kill y'all now. Let's read on. Your carcasses, verse number 29, shall fall in the wilderness. And all that were numbered of you according to your whole number from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me, doubtless, verse 30, ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun, but your little ones, which ye said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which ye have despised. But as for you, your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. Wow. I wonder sometimes if people would just stop and consider what burdens they're going to place on their children when they decide to rebel against God. And maybe at that very moment they're not thinking, well, I'm really rebelling against God, but that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing, Brother Darrell. And he says, and your children are going to have to bear the burdens of your whoredoms. Right now, I'm looking around a lot of young couples with a lot of young children. God help you to stay in the house of God. God help you to stay right here, planted, rooted, involved in the house of God, so that your children don't have to bear the burdens of your disobedience. Is everybody okay? God help you. Amen. We better wake up, church. This thing's getting serious. What's going on out there? What's going on out there? Amen. You don't want to look at your daughter in 15 years and wonder, amen, who she is. Or your sons. Or maybe what used to be your son and now they don't know what they are. I mean, we don't know know what's going to take place in 15 or 20 years. But bless God, if we'll stay grounded and rooted in the house of God, we're going to have a better chance of surviving this thing. Plain and simple. People say, well, I wouldn't do it for my children. Well, your children will bear your burdens of your whoredoms. Is everybody okay? Huh? Our unconcern, our disobedience. Amen. When God could be blessing us, but he's having to withhold because of how we're living, it's affecting our children. And even after we've gotten older, and after we've gotten grown, I've got grown children. Some of y'all have got grown children. Amen. You realize you can do something today, amen, to mess up your life, and your children will have to bear that burden, amen, of praying for you to try to get you back in the house of God and right with. Hey, is everybody all right? Amen goes right there. You can shatter every bit of confidence they've ever had in you. Is everybody all right? It's preaching time. This is what's going on here. The difference between walking by faith and walking by sight. Yes, it's a little tricky sometimes walking by faith. Sometimes it gets hard. Sometimes the way gets rough. But I'm telling you right now, it's the best way going. Let me read on. Verse 36. And the men which Moses sent to search the land, listen to this, who returned and made all the congregation to murmur against him by bringing up a slander upon the land. Those men that brought up that evil report, amen, and typed it out on their Facebooks and their Instagrams, and everybody put their thumbs up. Is everybody all right? It's preaching. Some of y'all act like y'all mad. Some of y'all act like I just jumped right up in your pea patch. Amen. I ain't trying to be a smart aleck. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you, amen, see the light. I'm trying to help you see the gospel light. I'm trying to help you see what'll help you. Amen. Ain't that right? Hey, I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to hang around too many folks, amen, that's going to try to bring me down. I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to let them know, I'm not going to hear that negativity. Amen goes right there. I mean, buddy, we're living in a day and a time, boy, when children of God are getting discouraged. And it's because of who they're listening to. It's who they're listening to. Amen goes right there. Man, I'll probably get some thumbs down. That'd be all right, too. He said, those that cause them to murmur, bringing up a slander upon the land, verse number 37, even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land died by the plague before the Lord. He said, they ain't going to make it past today. Is everybody all right? But listen to this, verse number 38, but Joshua, this is God speaking, but Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of the men that went to search the land, live still. Hallelujah. Is everybody all right? Hey, child of God, you can still enjoy your salvation. You can still rejoice in the Lord. They lived still. Amen. They walked by faith. They didn't walk by sight. They didn't let what they were saying bring them down. They didn't let what they were saying change the way they saw God. They didn't let what they were saying change what they said. They stayed with God all the way. They followed God fully, and they lived still. I'll tell you, you can still rejoice in God. You can still have joy in your salvation. You can still go to the house of God and worship Jesus Christ. You can still lift up holy hands. You can still sing songs of glory and songs of righteousness. You can still enjoy good Holy Ghost preaching. You can still read your Bible and walk in the steps of Christ. You can still live on, child of God. Amen. You don't have to let them bring you down. You don't have to let them get you down. That's what he said. They lived on. They lived still. Verse number 39, and this is where we really want to get to. And Moses told these sayings unto all the children of Israel, and the people mourned greatly. He said, look, God ain't going to let you go in there. Amen. You realize they missed out on something in their life, and even after they repented, God didn't give it back to them? Everybody, let's read on. And they rose up early, verse 40, in the morning, and gat them up into the top of the mountain, saying, "Lo, we be here." Okay, we're ready now. Now that God ain't going to let us, now we want it. Now that God took it away from us because we was rebellious, we listened to the wrong ones. Is everybody all right? Rose up against the church and against God and against the man of God. And rose up against our families. Now we're ready. After we've tempted God and rebelled against him them other 10 times, and God was still going to let us. Now that God says no, now all of a sudden we want it. They rose up early in the morning, got up to the top of the mountain, saying, "Lo, we be here, and we'll go up unto the place which the Lord hath promised, for we have sinned." And Moses said, "Wherefore now do you transgress the commandment of the Lord?" You're still being rebellious. God said no. When God says no, God means no. And now you're gonna make God do it anyhow? Now you're gonna take it? No, God said, he said, you're still transgressing the word of God. You're still being rebellious against God. And listen to this. Moses said, "Wherefore now would you transgress the commandment of the Lord? But it shall not prosper." Verse 42, "Go not up, for the Lord is not among you." Oh, well, God ain't in it. God ain't in it. Best thing you can do is stay away from it if God ain't in it. Is everybody all right? I'm going to show you why. I'm going to show you some things. Amen. God ain't in it. God ain't in everything out yonder that calls herself a worship center or tabernacle. Is everybody all right? Church in the groves. Is everybody okay? Is everybody all right? See, God ain't in all. God ain't in everything out there that they say he's in. May look good. May sound good. But God ain't in it. Moses said, "God ain't with you. Go not up," verse 42, "for the Lord is not among you, that ye be not smitten before your enemies. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites are there before you. And ye shall fall by the sword because ye are turned away from the Lord. Therefore the Lord will not be with you." God ain't in it, stay away from it. If God ain't in it, don't get involved in it. Somebody say amen. Right. Now, I'm not talking about you got to have a job and stuff like that and work, take care of your family. I'm talking about spiritual things. I'm talking about walking by faith. Amen. I'm talking about walking by the things that line up with the Word of God. Amen. If it doesn't line up with the Word of God, it ain't in the will of God. God ain't in it. Is everybody all right? Is everybody okay? Now listen. But, verse 44, "But they presumed to go up unto the hilltop." Oh boy, we got to get that hilltop religion. We got to get that hilltop religion. Everybody okay? We got to get that hilltop religion down there, Brother Tracy. You don't understand. They got a bunch of folk, though. They got all the Amalekites and the Canaanites and the Jebusites. They still got that big grapes down there, Brother Tracy. They got the colored lights and the fog machines. They got them a new Bible. It ain't all strict like that King James Bible. They got a smooth-talking man up. He don't get loud and come down into the congregation and get right up in their face and tell them they're wicked. He don't do that, Brother Tracy. See, it's a whole lot better at hilltop religion. Everybody okay? God ain't in it. Moses told us that God ain't in it. God ain't in it. God ain't in it. Listen to this. "But they presume," verse 44, "to go up under the hilltop. Nevertheless," and you pay real close attention to this right here. Here's another nevertheless. This is a good one. "Nevertheless, the ark of the covenant of the Lord." When you see that, that represents the presence of God. In your Old Testament, in your Bible, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord, that's where the mercy seat is. That's where that represents the presence of God. When Israel went out to war, they took that with them so that God would go with them and they could prevail. That's what it means, amen? So now we understand. They're going to the hilltop religion, but the presence of God ain't going with them. Uh-oh. Nevertheless, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. What you need to ask yourself is, where have you seen God working? Just a question. How many people here, and we've got some that's out of town, have been saved either at Calvary Baptist Church or through a ministry of Calvary Baptist Church since the pandemic in the last 2 years? Stand up. If you've been saved either here or through the ministry of this church in the last 2 years, wow. Where have you seen God working? Huh? Where have we seen the power of God? Where have we seen the presence? Where? How many here? Now. How many here now? In the last couple of years since the pandemic, have been at Calvary Baptist Church. And I don't want you to lie. And I'm standing. Have been in a service where you have felt the presence of God or His Spirit in some way or fashion. Either through singing, through praying, through just coming, through preaching, whatever it might be. How many stand up if you have? If you hadn't, keep your seat. I don't care. I want you to get a hold of this. I want you to get a hold of this. Nevertheless, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, the presence of God. Listen to this. And Moses departed not out of the camp. Wherever I'm feeling the presence of God is where I'm going to be. And if you don't feel it here, amen, then you probably need to get saved or you need to find somewhere else. Plain and simple, because He's here. He's here. And those that departed caused division. Y'all can be seated. Is everybody all right? I mean, it looked like everybody was standing. That's fine. Amen. But listen now. Moses departed not out of the camp. Best thing you can do is stay in your camp. Best thing you can do is stay in your camp. With the presence of God, where you have felt Him, where you have witnessed Him move in other lives, in your life, where you have heard His voice speak to you, where you have felt His presence, the best thing you can do is stay in your camp. Amen. But they chose not to. They chose to leave the camp. They chose to leave the presence of God behind. They chose to leave the man of God, amen, that God placed in their life, and the presence of God where they have felt God move, where they witnessed God move, where they witnessed the miracles of God, where they witnessed the power of God. That's what God said. How many times have they witnessed my power in their lives, and yet they rebelled against me these 10 times? That's what He said. So, they left the camp. But Moses and the presence of God stayed. That's what he said. Stayed in the camp. Stayed in church. Best thing you'll ever do is stay in church. I don't care how discouraged you say you get. I don't care how disappointed you get. I don't care how many of your friends and your families turn their back on God and bash the church. Is everybody okay? Is everybody all right? And listen, because this is real important, because this really happened. I got to move on, verse 45. Then the Amalekites came down, and the Canaanites, which dwelt in the hill. I can tell you where they didn't go. They didn't go to the camp. They didn't go to the camp. But listen to this. And smote them and discomfited them even unto Horma. It's very important. That's the first place in your King James Bible you'll find Horma. But that word discomfited means, the Hebrew word is kothoth. It means to bruise or violently strike. to beat down to pieces, to break in pieces, to be crushed, to destroy, to stamp or stomp or to smite. The Bible said they left the camp. They went to the hilltop against the word of God, against God's direction and instruction, and they were discomfited. They were beat down to pieces. They were broken in pieces. How many lives have you seen leave the church? And it might not happen in 6 weeks, 6 months, or a year. I can't tell you how many I've seen over the years that's left the camp. And today, their lives are in pieces. Their homes are broken. I mean, I could name names of people that, man, would have stood in this church and preached, and since they've left over the years, have wound up in jail. Is everybody all right? They left where the presence of God was at. You can get mad, but the best thing you can do is repent. See, Caleb said, hey, rebel ye not against God. I know what they're saying and what you're listening to, how they're bringing up an evil report against this land, but rebel ye not against God. And we get mad when a preacher preaches like this. If this makes you mad, it's because you need to repent. Plain and simple. God should be your number one. God should be your number one. God should be your number one. And where he's at in the camp ought to be your place. Is everybody okay? Come on now. But listen, that's not all. That's what that word discomfited means. Even unto Hormah. Hormah. The first place you find it. And it means, listen to this, to devote to religious uses. But that don't mean exactly what you think it means. They some religious things that's not of God. Amen. It means to devote to religious uses for destruction. Amen. To make accursed. To destroy, to slay. All right? Hormah, in Numbers, chapter 21, verses 1 through 3, listen to this. The second place you find it. And when King Arad and the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south, heard tell that Israel came by the way of the spies, then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. And Israel vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, thou wilt indeed deliver the people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities, and he called the name of the place Hormah. That means utter destruction. Utter destruction. When you just so willingly walk away from the presence of God in your life and you leave the house of God, you leave the camp, you better be real careful. You're headed for destruction. You're headed for destruction. Amen. And in the book of Numbers, or Deuteronomy, I'm sorry, book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 1, here it is again, verse number 44 and 45. And the Amorites who dwelt in that mountain came out against you and caught and chased you as bees do and destroyed you in Seir, even unto Hormah. Utter destruction. They destroyed you. Amen. And ye, listen to this, and ye returned and wept before the Lord, but the Lord would not hearken to your voice nor give ear unto you. You be careful when you decide to walk away from the camp. Amen. You'll find yourself down in Hormah. Esau wept bitterly, looking for a place to repent, and found none. Is everybody all right? Got to be careful. Don't leave the camp. Don't never, ever, ever let somebody convince you that you don't need to be where God's at. Plain and simple. Amen. And you will never convince me that God don't meet with us right here. Nope. You know why you won't? Because of all them that stood up over the last couple of years that's gotten saved right here at Calvary Baptist Church. Because of all them that stood up and said in the last couple of years, in this horrible time that we've lived through, this pandemic, where people are rebellious and the world seems like is in such bad shape and in such trouble, I've come to this camp, to this church, and I have felt God's presence. At some point, at some place, whether through a song, whether through somebody standing up and testifying, whether through somebody just coming and praying, whether through somebody getting up and preaching a message, amen, I felt the presence of God. Hey, I'm telling you right now, the Bible said that the Ark of the Covenant, God's presence, and the man of God did not leave the camp. And after they got run to Harmouth and got beat down into pieces, they come back. I can tell you who else was at the camp. Doesn't say, but I can tell you they was there. That'd be that Joshua and Caleb. Is everybody all right? Because they had a different spirit about them. They had one they wasn't going to get discouraged. They had one they wasn't going to get defeated. They had a spirit about them. They wasn't going to let, amen, the naysayers drive them away from the presence of God and pull them out of church with them. They wasn't going to let them take them up to the hilltop religions. Everybody all right? Everybody okay? Hilltop church. Hilltop church here. Come just as you are. Dress any way you want to. Bring your shorts. Amen. Bring your tank tops. Get your tattoos on your way in and on your way out. That's Hilltop church. Hilltop church. We don't have them old stanky red book hymnals. Amen. It's got all them old dusty songs in them. We sing rock and roll. We sing Highway to Heaven. We just change a few words. Hilltop church. Hilltop church. Is everybody all right? Amen. If our preacher gets too old and fat, we'll get another young and handsome man up there with some big muscles and tattoos that he can show off to everybody. We'll get us a big group of girls up there and we'll let them dress real skin tight and skimpy and jump all around and bounce all around. Let all the men fall in lusting. Is everybody okay? Hilltop church. Hilltop church is much better. Hilltop church don't preach against sin. Hilltop church preaches how good everything is. Hilltop church, it tells you just to preach the prayer and you're saved. Hilltop church rolls their portable baptismal pool out there, amen, and their preacher sits down beside it and he puts his little plastic waterproof sleeves on and he puts them under the water and gets them up off of their little saddle seat. Is everybody okay? Is everybody all right? That's that Hilltop church. Amen. Hilltop church has a pastor, sir, and pastor, ma'am. Is everybody okay? I don't care if you don't like it. I don't care if your family goes there. They need to get out of Hilltop church. They're going to die and go to hell. Is everybody okay? Because there ain't no power of God there. Amen. God didn't leave the camp. God's not running after that new way. Amen. They tried to put God on a new cart over there in Samuel. Amen. And the oxen stumbled. Amen. And one man put his hand up. Amen. To steady of the ark. And God smote him. You're not going to put God on a new cart. God was meant to be born on the shoulders of the Levites. They put him up on a new cart with new oxen. And Uzzah. Was it Uzzah? Uzzah put forth his hand to steady the ark. Didn't do nothing bad. Didn't do nothing wrong, Brother Tracy. I mean, he was just trying to help. Had the Levites, amen, been bearing that ark like they should have been. The oxen wouldn't have stumbled, and Uzzah would have had no reason to put his hand on that ark. Is everybody all right? They wanted to carry God on a new cart. They wanted something new and exciting and different. And I know I'm preaching to the choir this morning. Amen, but you be careful. You be careful. Best thing you'll ever do is stay in the camp where the presence of God's at. Where the presence of God is and where there's a man of God, amen, that's prayed. That Moses, he prayed for them people. God was going to kill him and he prayed and God changed his mind. Are you hearing me? It ain't about me. It's about you and your family. amen, having the hand of God on your lives while you're out there. We have to go out there. We have to go out there and work our jobs, and shop. Understand all that. I'm not preaching against that. But boy, I want to stay where God's at, where I know that His Spirit shows up regular. Regular. Sometimes we'll get to preaching some of them good shouting messages. Everybody shouting. Sometimes we preach a stern message of warning. And instead of trying to figure out who it was for, or instead of sitting there with a sour look on your face, I want y'all to understand something. I ain't blind. Is everybody all right? I can tell who's getting rubbed wrong. I can tell who's getting rubbed wrong way. I'm not blind. Have y'all lost y'all's mind? Matter of fact, with these glasses on, I can see pretty doggone good. Oh, yeah. I can tell when the Holy Ghost is rubbing somebody the wrong way. Best thing you'll ever do is stay in the camp. Had they stayed in the camp, those that stayed in the camp, they didn't experience Harmoth. They wasn't destroyed. They wasn't beat down. They wasn't discouraged. Amen? They wasn't bitter and angry and mad. Are you hearing me? Man, they were there where the presence of God was. They was having themselves a time. Why? Because they lived still. They lived still. You can still live, you can still enjoy your salvation, regardless of what everybody else is doing. Amen? And I ain't telling you got to hate nobody. I ain't telling you ain't got to pray for nobody. You need to pray for them. Amen? If you do more praying for them than you would gossiping with them, uh-oh, look out now. Is everybody okay? If you do more of that, you'd probably see more results. Anyway, I love you this morning. Somebody come on to the piano. Brother Trace, that's not what I wanted to hear today. Well, I just had to do what the Lord said to do. Man, I was doing everything I could to get y'all to get to shouting and hollering and testifying. So I could have just said, boy, the Lord showed up. It's time to go to the house. It's always good. And He did show up. He's been here all service, just in case you was wondering. He's hearing the message. It's not a doubt in my mind. I'm not smart enough to see stuff like this. God has to show it to me. I don't get on the internets and the preaching websites and find messages. I get alone with God. I pray. And here's the thing about it. You never know from one Sunday to the next who's going to be here. Right? You got a good idea about which ones may be here, may not. But you really don't know. Anything can happen. Is it by chance or divine appointment that you're here today? Huh? You think God may have had a play in you being here? Did you pray? I mean, you think God might have directed you here? Well, if He did, if you've been seeking the Lord all week, if you've been trying to talk to Him and pray, and I mean, I'm not saying get up and say, where should I go to church? But God got you in a place. He wants you. And He got you here. Probably because He wanted you to hear what was preached. Probably because He wanted you to experience a little move of God up here one more time. People coming and praying, crying, getting help. Probably because He wanted you to hear the choir sing so good. Boy, and you felt that presence one more time. Somebody stood up, testified, a couple of them, about goodness of God and praying. Hear me? That's probably why He wanted you here. And then He had a little message. And if you got the meanness out of it, you didn't get it all. Because what He's trying to do is just encourage you to stay in the camp. Stay in your camp. Stay where God's at. You'll be glad you did in the long run. Trust me. Caleb and Joshua, Don't you know when they crossed over Jordan? And God said, okay, Caleb, go get that mountain, boy.
Yes, sir.
Don't you know they was glad they stayed in the camp? Don't you know they was glad they kept walking by faith and not by sight? But and don't you know, hey, amen, when Caleb gave his daughter the upper and the nether sprays, he was so glad his daughter didn't have to bear the burden of their whoredoms. Are you hearing me? He kept her down at the camp. Jonathan, he kept her in the camp, son. And he was able to give her some blessing that God gave him. Are you hearing me? Don't you know he was glad he stayed in the camp that day? I promise you, you'll be glad you did. I got no regrets, Tyler Busby, for ever staying in the camp. None. None. Over the years, I've had people come to me with all kinds of garbage. Amen. About this and about that. I can tell y'all things that happened the first 3 months I was here. Y'all would not believe it. It was these two old crows that used to go here. They give me a list of folks. A list of folks that come to this church or used to come to this church or wasn't coming to this church. And they wrote down every bad thing they ever done out beside them. These two old buzzards. Jesse Busby, don't you know? Y'all wasn't here yet. Don't you know? I had a lot of ammunition to preach on then. And it didn't have nothing to do with what they wrote down in that book. I popped them to the wall, son. Feathers went everywhere. How do you know? Because they don't go here no more. I mean, I didn't try to run them off. I just let the Word of God take care of that. But that truly happened. My wife, I tell you, she got to looking at that. She said, what have you got us into? I said, don't you worry. Don't you worry. I'll get us out of it. God will take care of this. And he did. He took care of it just like that. How long them old buzzards come? About 2 or 3 months. That's it. God took care of that.
Amen.
Amen. Sowing discord, causing division. Oh, yeah. Both of them dead now. That's what happens. Both of them dead. Families was a wreck. Are you hearing me? Boy, how far has God brought us?
Amen.
Look around, church, how far God's brought us. Did y'all see all them that stood up that got saved the last 2 years during the pandemic? And there's some that's been saved that are on vacation. Another whole family. I mean, that's just the power, that's just God's goodness.
Amen.
Down at the camp where God's at. Help us, O Lord. Help us, O Lord, stay faithful and true to you. Stay where you're at. Don't let us start walking by sight. Let us walk by faith. There's a difference. We've seen that today in the Scripture. I love you this morning. Appreciate you. I want you to stand to your feet. I just got to hush.